managing and optimizing resources for SQL Server. My name is Bal Mukund, and I work as a technical lead with SQL support team based out of Bangalore. You'll find two blogs listed below. One is SQL Server FAQ, which is where many support engineers write blog about the problem faced by customers and their solutions. Next one is my personal blog, where you'll find little more detail about clustering. So let's get started. Before we start, a little about me. Currently, I am working as a technical lead with SQL support team. I am the owner for the SQL Server FAQ blog. I am also an active participant in MSDN forum for SQL Server. Prior to this role, I have been to multiple roles, which includes SQL developer cum DBA, ERP consultant, premier field engineer, and currently I am the technical lead. So, the agenda for today's session is pretty straightforward. We'll be talking about managing resources. We'll be talking about the key concepts of resource governor. We will also have a demo about how to configure it and how to monitor it. And I will also show a few real-time scenarios where customer gives the feedback, and that's the precise reason why resource governor came into the product. So let's get started. So the first question comes to everyone's mind is, what is the real need of resource governor? So as the name says, it is a resource governor. Now, we have seen in the past that we have been asked by multiple DBAs about they want more control over the resources usage. So if you really look into a DBA world, you might know that a DBA can give a permission to a table or a stored procedure. So every DBA wants more control over the resource usage. So you might have seen instances where the pressure is coming from their IT department, and they ask to reduce the data center footprint. They want to host multiple instances on the same box or on the less hardware. There'll be a few more departments like sales and marketing and finance who want better performance. You may also hear from the customers that they have a report which is not getting proper resources to run. So the whole idea of resource governor is to provide you better control for the resources which are used by SQL Server, mainly the CPU memory. Now, if we talk about the version prior to SQL 2008, in SQL 2005, there was nothing called resource governor. So if you look at the picture, there's something called workload, which means what kind of activities are done on the server. It could be a backup, it could be admin task, reporting, a CEO of the company want to generate a report. So those things are classified as a workload. Now the resources on the machine are the memory, the CPU, and the threads. Now, so in SQL 2005, there was no concept of managing the resource pools. So everything was just treated as a single connection with no priority given over each other. So we had a single resource pool in SQL Server 2005. So if you have different workloads coming in, you will not be able to differentiate between the workload, and you will not be able to prioritize the one workload against other. So the common scenario which I have, since I have been a DBA, I have seen scenario that when there is a huge report being run, the DBA normally kills the connection. So he will use kill command to kill the speed, and then things will go normal. We have also seen customer using SP configure, there is a parameter called query governor resource limit to limit the resource for a particular connection, or basically the cost of the query. We have also seen scenarios where few of the customer will try to schedule the job in such a way that they are not conflicting with each other. And I have been across to a scenario where one of the customer used to change the password of a login so that the login will not happen at a particular time, and they will not be able to make any connection and consume the resources. So let's talk about the key concept of the resource governor, what it is all about, and what are the basic contents. So if I have to explain the concept in simple terms, there are basically three terms which will explain the resource governor more clearly. One is classifier function. Now, as the name says, it is a function which can do a classification of the workload. Next thing which will come is workload group. So if you remember the previous slide for SQL 2005, we can join the work of the similar type into a workload group. And resource pool is basically you specify how much load you want to, how much preference you want to give to a particular connection or particular work being done. Now, the important thing about classifier function is once you do a login, the classifier function will be fired if resource governor is enabled, and it will give you the name of the workload name as output. In my demo, I will show you how it looks like, and I will talk a little bit more about the limitation of this function. But just to give an overview, this is basically the scalar function, which will give you output as the workload name. Now, SQL Server has by default two workload groups. One is called default, one is called internal. And we'll be discussing about them in next slide. So let's move on. Now, if you try to compare this slide with slide for SQL 2005, you will see that in 2008 and 2008 R2 and onwards, we can classify the workload based on their characteristic of what they do. So if you see on the first, I call it a chiclet. So if you look at the first three chiclets, they are classified as admin workload, OLTP workload, and the report workload. These are the three. So whatever work is done by reports, I will say these are for report workload. OLTP is for OLTP workload, and backup and the backup operation and other reindexing kind of thing will go under admin workload. So basically, this is a bucket of similar kind of request, and this will be determined by you. So once you make a connection, you will be classified using the classifier function, and you will be assigned to a particular workload. Now in workload, you can limit the max memory percentage, max request for the given workload, and the grant timeout. Now, if you truly see, so let's say I have multiple work coming into a workload. Let's say in admin workload, I have two backup tasks and admin tasks. Is there a possibility I can give a priority to a backup or an admin task? Or let's say there are three workloads. Can I specify which workload should take more priority? So the answer is yes, that can be done. And you can always specify the priority of the workload. So in this scenario, as the picture says, I have given high priority to OLTP workload. So the resource allocation will basically happen in terms of the priority as well. Now, as I said, SQL Server, so these are the three workload you have defined, they are user defined, but SQL Server by default has two other workload groups. One is called as default, and other is called as internal. Now, internal is used by the system processes like lazy writer, checkpoint, and host cleanup. They all run under internal group. Now, point to note is this takes the highest precedence, which means it can pressurize every other thing available on the box. Now, default group is basically the group if your request is coming in and it is not filled into the classification of the classifier function, it will be assigned to a default workload. So you can define 18 user-defined workloads, and two will be default, which will be default and internal. which comes with the product. Internal work load, you cannot do anything about it. You cannot control it. But default, you can specify the limit which you want. Now, there's a concept called resource pool here. Now, in resource pool, basically, it is a boundary for the resources which are available on the machine, CPU, and memory. So let's say I define in the example, if you see in the bottom chiclets, I have defined two pools. One is called admin pool, and one is called application pool. These two pool, in these two pool, I can define what is the min memory, max memory, and CPU I want. Now, there are a few interesting things which should be understood here. Now, amount of if you specify the amount of memory maximum for a given pool, and you might think that this is the maximum memory it will be used. But basically, it is the amount of query execution memory given to that connection. To repeat, it is not the total amount of server memory. It doesn't count for buffer pool. It doesn't count for plan cache. So it is quite possible that you have a query which takes a little amount of execution memory and can do a huge I/O from the system, and we cannot throttle it. So min and max memory are basically the query execution memory not considered bpool and plan cache. Other thing which you should also notice is the CPU which we classify as a maximum CPU will be coming to picture only when there's a pressure. I repeat, so CPU or any other resource, if there is no contention, you would not see any throttling. So let's take an example of a car which is going on a road. Let's say there are two cars and they are fighting for resource. So resource governor has to play fair and give chance to both. If there is just one car, it would not make any sense to stop him exceeding his limit, because he is the only one he is running and he should be able to use the resources. Now, so as you can, just to reiterate, if there is a contention, then only you will see the throttling. Else, you will not see the throttling. As I said earlier, you can have up to 20 resource pool. Two are by default, which comes with the product, and up to 18 you can specify. Other thing you can specify for the pool is max top. So let's say there's a requirement that you want system to run with max top 1. So you set the SP configure to 1, but you want a report to use max top up to 8, because you know 8 is a good value for this particular load. So you can specify the max top for the particular pool. Now, just to put all together, so we can assign workload and pool. So if you look at the picture, admin workload will go to admin pool, rest two workload will go to application pool. Now if you see, I have said admin workload should not take more than 20% of CPU. So the main advantage of this is to avoid the runaway queries, which can bring down, which can consume a lot of CPU of the machine and can affect other queries. So basically, the classifier function, once you make a login to SQL Server, first phase will be authentication phase. Once you're authenticated, if any log on trigger is there, the trigger will fire, and then we will fire the classifier function, which will tell you where exactly which workload you belong to, and it will give you the workload. And then based on the mapping, you will be assigned to a pool, and then you can consume the resources as defined in the pool. So to compare with SQL 2005, it has just one default group and default pool. A workload and resource pool can have a mapping of n:1. A point to note is, let's say there's a query which is running currently, and you think that you need to throttle this query using resource governor, you will not be able to do so, because if the query is already running, it will go to, and if you have not defined the resource governor, it will go to default pool. So if you do a reconfigure and everything after the query started execution, you will not be able to control it. Now let's look at the classifier function. Now in classifier function, I can classify a particular login which is happening by using, I can find out from which machine it came, what is the application, what user it is, what role this particular login is having, is he a member of a particular role, what DB he logged in as, and few more properties which you can use within the classifier function. So the whole idea here is basically to find out from where you came and where I have to assign you. Alright. Now, there are a few things, since this is a UDF, it's a function, so there are a few things which are not possible. You cannot do a transaction within the classifier function. You will not be able to do data modification, no store procedure, no link server. So these are the few limitations which are applicable to the classifier function. Now, point to note is you should not have any very complicated classifier function. And the reason is simple. It is a part of logon. So let's say you have a complex code written within the classifier function. Your whole login process will take more time. And if you have a less value of timeout set, your login will timeout. So the function should be pretty straightforward to tell you which workload you should go. Now, one more thing which I forgot to mention is the CPU throttling happens on a scheduler basis. And I will just show you one demo about it once we come into the demo piece. So let's get started. I will quickly show you the configuration, how it looks like. For that, this is a quick recap which is going to happen. So whenever there is a session made, the request will go to the classifier function. It will give me the output of the group. Now, so let's say the if you look at this picture, so you will be assigned to either group 1, internal group, or any of the group here, or if SQL is not able to determine any name from the classifier function which you are given, you will be assigned to the default group, and you will be using the default pool. So these are the things which will happen when you do a logon. So this is a quick recap. So I hope this is making sense. If you have any question, you can use the Q&A panel located on top of your screen. You can ask a question if you have any. So let me quickly jump into the demo. So I'm going to share my desktop. Sorry about that. So I will open Management Studio. Connect to my local instance. And I have already made the script, and I will quickly explain what the scripts are. So I'm going to open my project for the CPU demo. I hope it is visible to everyone. So let's start with the cleanup. So this is what I run before my demo. I just want to make sure that things are not messy, and I clean up everything, so my script will just run fine. Now it complains about a function. So first I have to see the small. Okay, now I should be able to pop it. All right. So this is just a cleanup. No need to worry about this. I'm just cleaning up the resource governor and all the settings so that we can start afresh. All right. Now, for my demo purpose, my machine is a 4 proc. So if you look at my task manager, you'll see 4 processor here. And give me a second. Let me use a little tool called Zoomit. All right. So as you can see, I have 4 CPUs. So for this demo purpose, what I'm going to do is, I am going to restrict SQL to use just one CPU so that our demos are clear and you will be able to get a bigger picture about what we are doing. To do that, I can either do it for Manifest Studio by right clicking, properties, processor, and I can set the affinity. At this point, there is no affinity. So if you look at the DMV called DM OS Schedulers, you will see all are online. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to do this affinity for just CPU 0, which means I'll run this query. I'm also limiting memory of SQL Server to 512 MB to make things worse so that my query will take time and the demo will be better. All right. Now if I run the same query which I ran earlier, the difference which you see is basically there's only one which is online. Rest all, if you see closely, they are offline. Hope it is visible. If not, please let me know. I can change the font. All right. So just to reiterate what I did is basically I restricted SQL to use just one CPU. So if I go to the properties again and take it to the processor tab, you will see that I affinitized SQL to use just one processor, which is CPU 0. All right. Now, so what I'm doing here is basically I will create two resource pools, pslow, which means it's a slow pool, and pfast, which is a fast pool. Now, when I say fast and slow, I'm classifying them based on the maximum CPU which they can take. Then I will define a workload group and assign it to a resource pool. So P stands for pool here. Let me zoom it. Okay, so P stands for pool and G stands for group, just for easy naming convention. So I'm just going to run this query. So now essentially I have created two resource pools and two workload groups, and they are matched with each other. All right. To close this for now, and let's move forward. Now, this is what we call as classifier function. Now, it returns a sysname. So the whole idea here is if I have a user called user slow, I'm going to assign him to a group called gslow. If username is user fast, I'm going to return the value gfast from this function. Now, what will happen if any user who is not user slow or user fast? It will return null, so it will be assigned to a default work group. Right, so I'm going to create this function now. So this function is a pretty straightforward function. Based on the login name, I'm assigning a group to it. All right, move next. Now here comes the interesting part. I'm creating two logins, user fast and user slow, with the same password. Now, this is not a best practice. This is just for the demo purpose, so do not use same username and password in your production environment. So I'm going to give him a bunch of permissions, so I'll just run this. So this has created login. Now, let's look at the UI, what happens here. So if I go under management, you will see something here called reconfigure pending, which essentially means that I have made some changes to the resource governor, and I have not done reconfigure yet. So before even I do that, I will classify. So I am saying resource governor is going to use a classifier function called F1. Now, important thing to note is this function should be in master database, not in any user database. Now, if I right click and go to properties, you will notice something interesting here. It says it has pending changes. Now, if you look at this function, it is already set to D1, sorry F1, but unless I reconfigure, I will not be able to make any other change. So no drop-down work, no value changes allowed. So I'm quickly going to run the reconfigure part. If I refresh it, it is gone. So if I go to properties again, I hope it is visible. I will arrange in such a way it should be visible. So if you look at the setting which we have done by the query, by the T-SQL, I said P fast, maximum CPU is 70%, P slow, maximum CPU is 30%. Right? Now P fast has a group P fast. Let me highlight it here. P fast group is G fast. If I click on P slow, you will see this changing and it will become G slow. I can also assign the importance for a, so let's say there are multiple group associated with the single pool, I can assign the importance to them. Alright. So let's go ahead and see what we can do with this. So what I have is, I have made a small application called RG Explorer. It is borrowed by one of my colleague, Ron. He made this presentation in internal presentation, and I borrowed this tool from him. Now, what this tool does is pretty simple. This tool takes a username, password, which database it is, what is the application name. I will come into this part, and what is the query you want. Bottom, you will see a graph running, which is basically the Perfmon counter, where I have selected two objects and they are counters. So what I'm going to do here is pretty simple. I'm going to log in with user slow and run bat query. So I will log in to this, to SQL by user slow. Password is star star star. And I'll go to master database, paste this query. Now watch out. I'm going to run this query now. So, if you notice in this screen on the top, I have been assigned to a group called gslow and pool called pslow. Now, if I go back to the definition of slow pool, it should not take more than 30% of CPU. Now, just to let you know, the value 25 you are seeing, because this shows for total processor. So I have 4, 25 means 100%. Which means if I go to task manager, you should be able to see a throttling happening on CPU number 0. So it is running on the top. But wait, this was a resource pool, should take only 30% of the CPU. Alright. So this is an interesting thing. So, the question. So, I throttled my CPU to 30%. Still, it consumed 100% CPU. Why did it happen? Any answers? So, you can use the Q&A panel on the top of your screen if you think that you can guess the answer. So, I'll just wait for 1 minute here and see if anyone can answer it. So I'm waiting for answer. Amrish says need to have 2 for throttling. Okay. Anyone else? All right, no one else, I guess. Okay, we'll continue. So Amrish is correct. So if you remember my analogy which I gave, that if there are just if there is just one car which is running on the road, you would not expect anyone to stop him running. So basically, if there are resources available and there is no throttling happening, SQL is free to give the resource to the query which is running. It will not make any sense if a query needs more CPU, there is no one else running, and you are still stopping him to use CPU, which is not a true business scenario. All right, so let's do this. Let's go back to the demo again, and let me change few things there a little bit. So I'm going to share back my desktop again. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to make a new connection and say user slow, and password is user slow master, and I'm going to run a little different query, which is again a bad query, and execute this. Now watch out what happens. Actually, both are active in the same pool, sorry. So I have to make this as fast. Okay, there you go. So if you really look at the change which happened, this particular query which I am seeing now is assigned to group fast and pool fast, which means it can consume more CPU. So if you look at the line which is going, you might have observed a drastic change which happened suddenly. Now, the guy which was running at 25% came down. And fast is consuming more CPU, slow is consuming less CPU, which is what is expected. So if there is no contention, resource governor will not come into picture. Another thing which I should again reiterate about memory, if you limit the memory, it doesn't mean that you are restricting the buffer pool. You could have a query which is bound to take a small amount of memory to run the query, rest all will be the buffer pool and the plan cache which is not included. Alright, so this looks good. We are able to see the throttling which is happening. Now let's see what else we can do. So let me run the few more queries to see. Right? So this is one of the query which will tell me what are the things which are running currently and they are to which pool they have gone. So I have used DMV called exec sessions, which is a DMV to know the currently running sessions, and I have used one more DMV which is DM resource governor workload groups. So this will tell me which particular split went to which classification or which group, so which you can pretty much clearly see in the top of this particular screen as well. Now if you really want to play with this code, I am going to post this code on SQL Server FAQ. You can download it from there, make the changes as you need, and you can play with it. Alright, so the blog on which I will be posting, I will just write it again here. It will be blogs.msdn.com/SQL Server FAQ. So I'll be posting the code for this particular thing there, so that if you want, you can play with it. If you have any question, you can always reply. There's an option called contact author. You can always do that and let me know if any help is needed. All right. So this is what we have seen in the throttling part. Now let's see. I have one more query which will tell me, did I stop the query? Oh yeah, I stopped it. Okay. Okay, again the change happened. So this will tell me the currently running query, which session they are, and they went to which scheduler. Now important thing to note is both the query went on zero. I have four CPUs, still both are going to zero. So any thought about why both are going to zero? So I will again wait for 1 minute for any answer, and then we'll see. Come on, guys. I know you had a nice lunch. Ambrish again gave the answer. I will wait for a few more if they can answer. I don't know whether you can see this question or not, but he gave the answer. All right. So Ambrish said we have bound to one CPU. So Ambrish is correct. If you remember the first query which I ran, if I again confirm, I affinitized SQL to run only on one processor, which is CPU 0. All right. Now let's see. Now what I'm going to do is, you can always change the resource pool dynamically. All right. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to say, P slow and P fast both can take 50% of CPU. So I'm going to run this query and watch out what happens in perf 1. So my both queries are running, one from G slow, one from G fast, or rather P slow and P fast, pools, fast and slow. And they are happily playing around, and fast has more CPU, slow has less CPU, of course. So, sorry about that. I am quickly going to run this query. Now see what happens. Oops. So I have made the changes to the pool, and I said both should take 50-50%. Now since it is just one CPU out of four, so ideally both should be coming to 12.5%, which I am not seeing. Any guesses? So I'll again wait for 1 minute. I hope to see partition this time. So the question, to reiterate, is I have changed the configuration. I want both to use 50-50% of CPU. Still, they are not following what I said. Ambrish may give the answer, but I hope others are also participating. Okay, Ambrish says you can't change the throttle when a query is running. Well, no. Anyone else who want to try? So about throttling, what I said earlier was, if a query is running and you have not defined the pool, if you define the pool later, you cannot throttle. You cannot do anything about that query which is running. But here, if you remember, this query is already assigned to a pool. So if I change the pool properties, the query should take effect, which I'm not seeing. So the question is why? So let me go back to Management Studio and show you, and probably you can get the answer here itself. That is the answer. So I have made the changes, but I did not do the reconfigure. Now watch out what happens. So both are blank pair. Fast is high, slow is low. There you go. So now both are following each other because they are having exactly same amount can be given. So they will be close to 12.5 on an average. Alright. So what I will do, I will just stop these queries. Just running, or let me stop. I will quickly go back to the slide and discuss little more, which are few more things about how to monitor it. I have the queries ready. So I will go back to the slide presentation. All right, so our demo did work. Yeah, good. That's next. Now, to monitor the resource governor, there are two ways you can monitor. One, first one is catalog views, which are the information which is stored into system tables. Second option is to see the in-memory values, which means what is currently happening. Now, only difference which you see in these two is pretty straightforward. You will see a keyword DM here, which you will not see in the catalog views. So if you just put DM underscore in the catalog view, you'll be able to reach the DMV. So this resembles to this, this resembles to this, and this is the configuration which doesn't have a run value. So I'm going to quickly show you how it looks like, how the output looks like, so that it will make more sense. Let me again share my desktop. So if you see, I've stopped everything. So if I go back and look for the in-memory information. It means I have, so as I said, there are two defaults which comes out of the box. Okay. Internal default, and these are the two which I defined, two groups, fast and slow. They will have a pool ID, 58 and 59. How many requests have been processed till now, how many are currently running, and all those things you will see. Now that was about the groups. Now look at the running information about the pools. Now if I run the metadata information, the catalog views, let me run them one by one. If any questions here, guys, feel free to ask the question. So this is what we have configured. Nothing fancy here, just the catalog views. About the resource pool, so look here, 50-50, look at the configuration. This is the place where you say it is enabled or not, and this is the function ID for the classifier function, basically F1 in our case. If I look at the runtime value, if this is pending, it will show value as 1 and the function ID. So if I make any change to the resource governor, I have to do a reconfigure to make this into effect. Alright, so let me run this little join thing. You will see which pool is mapped to which group, what is the CPU time taken, what is the grip CPU, and the percentage. Right, so I'm going to quickly run these two fast and low, and you will see they'll be fairly close to each other. DMV now. Notice a little small thing here. Active request count, both have 1. Means they actually have currently query which is being processed. So if this is the case, you will not be able to alter the things. Right? forward. Few more queries I will just run. Pretty straightforward queries, nothing in it. What is the function name? Is it pending? What is the classifier function ID? Right? Let's go back to the presentation. So I think one DM is missing here. I'm sorry about that. The last one also has a DM underscore, which will tell you is it pending or not. All right. Now, we have seen the real-time demonstration. Now, what are the real-time scenarios which you can think of will help a DBA to use the resource governor? Now, the whole idea of this presentation and this whole series is, We have identified few things which are not very much used, they are still underestimated, and they are yet powerful. So we want to explore and show you what are the things which are available and which can be done. All right. So let me give you a real-time scenario. Nowadays, market is going for consolidation, right? So IT department wants multiple system to run together. Now, if you really see payroll system and GL system, typical system in a finance application, they want to run on the same machine. Now, they both fight for each other. If they run them together without resource governor, they will see the problem. Now, there are also third-party packages which have deployed on the machine, and there is no control you can do in terms of queries. They are badly written query. There is no way you can change them. But still, you want other things running on the box to play fair. So the solution to this problem is use resource governor. So now, if you remember the classifier function when I said, you can, so example which I gave was basically to use the login name as to find out which workload group you should go to. Same way, you can also use the host name, the application name. Now, few things are assumed as unsecure or non-secure. So if I show you, I can always put the application name in my connection string, which I have set here, and SQL will think it is coming from that particular application. So this can be spoofed, or this can be masked by a connection string. So this is one good thing which you can do, and it could become bad also based on the scenario you can do it. Right? So I can say, this request which I am sending is coming from payroll. Let's say that both are using the same username and password. Still, they have the different application name. You can say this is coming from payroll, so this should be slow, and you know, stuff like that can be done. Same way, if you have a third-party application which is running, which you cannot tune because it is owned by someone else, you can still give the amount of resource required to the particular application, and then rest all will just run fine. Now, now the question which is normally asked is, should we have reporting done on the same server as the OLTP? My answer always is a big no. You should always have a different system for the reporting purpose, because reporting queries are normally having a lot of join, will fetch a lot of data, do a filtering, and user can put the filter in on their choice. You may not have all the indexes covering to them. So those are the things which comes in ad hoc reporting. So if you have such situation and you want those users to have the less priority rather than your CEO or VP, you can again use the resource governor. So as I said, you can create the workload group by application name. So essentially, I can always use Excel or Access in the connection string, or if they really come from Access, you will see the application name as Access there. If you want them to run under low priority, you can use low priority resource pool. Now, there's one important thing is how many concurrent user you want. If you look at the definition of the resource pool, you can always restrict the number of connection you want. Now, point to note is if the connection is already made and if you reconfigure, those connections are not going to be killed. So it is basically applicable for the new connection. So let's say I set the limit to 2, the third connection will wait till at least it has one thread or, you know, one empty connection to take. I don't have a like demo for it, but it's pretty straightforward. Now there are a few limitations, we call it as. Vijay is saying hi. Hello, Vijay. All right. So the now let's come to the limitations about it. Okay, so the question is, or rather information. A faulty resource governor classifier function may result in login timeout. Is there a way to solve such problem? Vijay, the question is valid, and yes, you can go by a DAC connection where you will not be a part of, you will not be calling the classifier function. So you can either you can go by DAC connection and make the changes. For that, if it is a cluster, remote DAC should be enabled. If it is standalone, just use minus A or admin colon and connect to the SQL server and make the changes. So the question was basically if I have a faulty resource, a faulty classifier function, and it is behaving badly that every connection is getting timed out, what is how will you fix such problem? So the way to fix the problem is basically to go by DAC connection and then make the changes as you need, and then you can make the changes. All right, coming to the limitation, it is only applicable for database engine. It means reporting services, SSIS, and analysis services will not be controlled by resource governor. If you use link server, database mail, they are not controlled by links by the resource governor. Now, this I already mentioned, you can have 18 user defined pool plus 2, so 20 total pool is a limit. Internal pool or group cannot be altered. You cannot make any changes to internal pool. One important thing is there is no way in current version of SQL you can throttle the I/O. So throttling of I/O is not available, yet you can throttle the memory and CPU, but I/O you cannot. And of course, it is for enterprise edition only. All right, so let's so some homework for you, what else you can do. So as I said, this is just a quick start to let you know that there is a feature called Resource Governor which may help you in managing your environment better. Now, the whole idea here is basically to use a classifier function wisely. So you can also have a classifier function which will say, if time is between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., give the OLTP preference or do not give preference to reporting. Whereas night time, 6 p.m. to 9 a.m. when my business is not running, give the priority or assign this particular thing, this particular request to a admin load. So those are the things can be done by the classifier function. You can use the, if there are some issues with the resource governor, you can always use the DMV to find out which is the resource pool used and where it is going, and all those things can be done. And there are definitely things to explore, and there are much more things which can be done. All right. So I think we are pretty much close to the session. We are on time. We have kept 15 minutes for Q&A. The resources, if you are looking for, there's an excellent website called sqlcommunity.com, which is the second link. This link is having lots of videos about SQL Server in general, may not be Resource Governor, but if you are, if you want to learn about SQL, you can always go to the SQL community site. And there are two excellent blogs, which are from the PSS SQL, from the SQL Execution Services, and there is a blog from SQL OS team. So So these are the excellent resources if you want to learn more about SQL. Last two are having some blog entries about Resource Governor as well. So with this, I will open the floor for the questions. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. We have solid 15 minutes to have a discussion. Okay, since there are not much questions, what I will do is I will quickly show you multiple classifier function, which will help you in understanding what else you can do with the classifier functions. All right, so I'm again going to share my desktop to just show you. Okay, there's one question which has come up. What sort of resources can be managed by Resource Governor? Can IO also be throttled? Asked by Alok, and answer is no. IO cannot be throttled by Resource Governor in the current release. It is a feature which may come up in the next release. We are not sure about it. Rather, I am not sure about it. But only CPU and memory can be throttled. IO cannot be throttled. Thanks, Alok. Okay. So I again shared my desktop. Hope all are able to see it. So here I am having one more function called RG3, and if you look closely, what I have done is basically I am using the app name function here. So this is the So this is the function which I can use to classify from where it is coming. So the logic says if it is coming from Excel or Access, assign it to WG1. So which means I can use the app name. So app name is basically, if you remember my tool, Arch Explorer, I can define what is the application name I want SQL to see. Right? So if you look at the profiler, this particular connection which I made will be from SQL Server Management Studio query. Other way to use this classifier function is to use a function called original DB name, which means if a user connecting to this particular database in the connection string, which is in my demo is this one, if I connect to some other database, classifier function can classify me to WG3, else WG, sorry, if, okay, so I think this is a little more advanced version of it. So it says if my initial catalog, initial database is adventure works and today is Thursday, then give me assign me to WG2 else WG3. Basically there are variety of things you can do in the classifier function to attach yourself to a particular work group load. So these are the two functions which I had. I don't have any demo for it, but I just want to show you that you can use multiple things over here. So I think if you remember a slide where I said what all you can use, you have multiple multiple functions, inbuilt function can be used to in the classifier function. Let me go back to the slide just to make the things clear. Classifier function. So you can use host name, app name, username, which, so he's a sysadmin or a backup admin, what role he is in, and which server role, member of which role, and all those things can be used. And based on that, you can classify this particular login to you to go to a particular pool, or sorry, the particular group, which is attached to a pool again. All right, the floor is open. Any other questions? So one question which came up is, if a query is currently running, can I throttle it? Answer is, if resource pool is already defined and this query is already running in that resource pool, in that case, you can alter the resource pool. If you remember my demo, where fast and slow were having priority of 70 and 30, I made it 50-50 and they both came running together. Is a question from Alok. Is it a good practice to define one's own default pool and map any non-classified query to that pool? So if you want to do any throttling, and in that case, yes, you can define a user-defined pool. But just to let you know that you can also alter the default pool. Internal pool you cannot touch, but default pool, if you want, you can throttle default pool as well. So if the requests are not assigned to any particular workload group, they will go to default, and you can make changes to the default pool. Okay, other question which came is, can I throttle a particular query? And answer is no, you cannot, because it has to go via classifier function. Unless you identify which workload group it should go, you will not be able to throttle it. So now the question, one more question came is, let's say my user flow is running multiple queries. Can I put a limitation on a given query? Out of those three, let's say I want to throttle one query to not to use more than that CPU. The answer is no, because you should always pass through the classifier function. And if it is a slow user, it will be it will go to slow pool, which has its own limit. Any other question? All right, I think there are no more questions pending. So I would like to thank everyone who joined the session out of their time. We are having a series of session. So tomorrow, like Monday, was my session, which is already over. Rest 4 days, every day 2:30 you have a session. We'd appreciate if you join and gain from the knowledge which we have over here. So once again, thank you everyone. You may now disconnect from this meeting and go back to work.